G'day, the Lord wants me to do a talk on spiritual protection. I used to be involved in witchcraft and, you know, in false religions. I was an altar boy in the Catholic Church, just alcoholic, drug addict, just this was me before I got saved. And this is me 3 months after, free, or what I thought was free. I was like floating on air, but then, you know, the voices came back. They were coming back in my head. I could hear them speaking again, not as loud, but they were speaking. They were trying to bring me down, tear me down. And it's demonic, you know, it's all demonic. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But most Christians sort of wrestle not. They seem to believe that these entities, the demons, the devils, they can't touch them, you know, because they say, well, when you're saved, you're born again in the spirit. You've still got your soul to deal with. You're meant, your soul's meant to come and, you know, join with the spirit of God that's superimposed itself over your spirit. And we got to bring our soul, our mind, will and emotions into alignment with God's spirit. And that takes work. And that's where the demons operate, to keep us away from God, even when God's living in us. So we got to figure out whose voice is who, what are they doing, how do they operate, you know, what gives them legal right to be in us, to hinder us, to keep us away from God and even get us down full of depression, fear, anxiety, hopelessness, you know, condemnation, and then run away and go to the doctors and get loaded up with antidepressants or whatever else you want to go in there for. It's a battle. As soon as you're born again, you come out of one kingdom and you come into God's kingdom, the kingdom of light. You've come out of darkness into the light. You need to know about spiritual warfare, about the protection. And in Isaiah 4:6, it says, the first part it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. People, you know, they believe in lies like once saved, always saved, or Christians can't have demons. And then when they start getting whacked by them, they don't know what to do because they believe the lies. So you've got to, I want to tell you how to protect yourself, not just protect yourself, well, how to shut the doors, but then start to give them a whack, give the demons a whack and really start having a go, you know, start the battle. It says, for our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Those strongholds are the sins and the, just the habits, the things that are in us, you know. We got to use those weapons, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The battle's in the mind. We got to, this is a big one too, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The battle's in the mind. The demons are speaking. They sound like your thoughts. I mean, and I was full of them doing witchcraft and inviting them in, and they were speaking, and I know they speak, and I know God speaks. The Holy Spirit speaks. So you got to figure out which one's which, and they're at you. They're at you all the time. And those that ain't, think that they're not at you, they probably already got you. That's the thing. They're happy with where you're at. And so I'm going to tell you how to shut the doors, how to, you know, break curses, get away from sin, unforgiveness, shut the doors and then start giving them a whack. Like it says, Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto your power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. So we can tread on these things and get them on the run, you know, instead of just sitting back and taking it. So that's what I'm going to do here. Right, sin to walk away from, turn away from, repent. You got to keep repenting of your sin. No matter, you know, how often you do it, every time. You got to repent, repent, repent. and that'll convict you. The Holy Spirit will start convicting you so much stronger and give you help to turn away from those sins. Whereas if you don't turn away from them, you keep sinning and think God doesn't see you. God, this is the God who knows you before you're even born, knows your thoughts before you think them, knows what you're going to say before you say it, knows how many hairs are on your head. You know, if you think you're going to fool him by doing things and he doesn't see you, well, you're, you know, just got no hope. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2 says, behold, the Lord's hand's not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. If you're sinning and think you're going to get away with it and sin that much that your conscience is even seared as with a hot iron, well, you know, he's not going to hear. He's not going to listen. You've got to turn away, repent, start walking on the narrow path, not the broad path. Sin is an offence in God's eyes, especially when we know we're doing it and we don't even want to stop. You'll never get nothing. And this is what Romans 3:25 says. This is talking about Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. It says for the remission of sins that are past. He didn't die for the sins we're going to do unless we repent. The sins that we do, if they're behind us, we got to repent and the blood will wash them clean and move them as far as the east is from the west. But the biggest thing is you keep sin and you're going to open the door up for demons. Demons will enter you and demons will drag you down, whether they drag you down far enough for you to commit suicide, insanity, you know, just walking in fear and dread and total paranoia. You know, I've been there. I know what they're like. I know what they can do. And if you open the doors, they'll bring you down. So stop sinning. Number one, stop sinning. All through the Bible, Jesus was saying, repent, repent. He went out preaching, repent. Repent shuts the doors and repentance frees you up. And then you can walk into the throne room with boldness and put your petitions towards God and he'll answer you. Jesus said, ask what you like and ask anything in my name and I'll do it for you. It's as simple as that. Number one, repent. And the demons won't enter and God will let you in the door, you know, and you'll know, you'll feel free, you'll feel clean, you won't, and number one, repent, most important. Right, number two is forgiveness. You got to forgive. Jesus said, just in Matthew chapter 6, just after the Lord's Prayer, he said, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So we got to forgive. If we don't forgive, like it says in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we don't forgive those who are trespassing against us, then he says here, he's not going to forgive us. And if he's not going to forgive us, we're walking around in our sin. When we repent, he won't hear. And that's the door. That's the open door for the demons, oppression, hindrances, you know, curses to come in, curses of sickness, disease, you know, mental curses, emotional torments, you know, and even poverty and just family troubles, everything, you name it, they can come in through unforgiveness, especially sickness and disease. And most deliverance ministers will say cancer and arthritis are the direct cause of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, you've got to get over it, you know. It says in Hebrews chapter 12, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Many are getting defiled through bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, and it's an open door, direct open door for demons. Full on, like you just kick the door open, they can just walk in. He who has no control over his own spirit, it's like a city broken down without walls. If we can't forgive, then we won't be forgiven. And the parable in Matthew 18 about the bloke that, you know, he went to his master and said, look, forgive me. He owed a heap of money, and his master said, look, don't worry about it. I'll forgive you. Wipe us clean. And then he got straight out and went to a fella who owed him a few dollars or whatever. And he said, give me your money. Grabbed hold of him and said, give us your money. You owe me. You owe me. And anyway, this is the end of the story. Then his Lord, after that, he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Guess who the tormentors are? That's straight in the word saying, if you don't forgive, God will hand you over to the tormentors. The tormentors are demons, sickness, disease, curses, you know, poverty, madness, all emotional, just full on, just crap coming on you because you won't forgive. And I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. I nearly died. I had really bad troubles, sickness, you know, and it was walking in pride thinking I didn't even need to forgive them. But every time these people's names come up, you know, it was, I just was getting worse and worse, falling into a trap. Anyway, the way I got out, I tried forgiving, I tried renouncing, you know, the unforgiveness and the bitterness. I tried repenting, and it was at the root of bitterness, was that so far entrenched, I couldn't do it. And I ended up admitting to God, God, I can't do it. Can't do it. And I said, how do I do it? How do I forgive? And he said, fast 7 days. So I fasted 7 days, just on water, bang. On the seventh day after the fast, didn't matter how often I could pray for these people and mean it, I could, it was a total freedom from the unforgiveness. He was the only one who could take it away. And sometimes when we fall that far, or, you know, that's what we got to do. But they were demons. They were demons that got in. They were bringing me down. And they want to destroy us. So if I'd have died in that unforgiveness, I don't know if I'd have made it or not. I don't believe once saved, always saved. Unforgiveness is a dangerous and nasty thing. Stay away from it. Stay right away from it. Or you will be handed over to the tormentors, as it says in the word. Right, next thing's witchcraft. You want to steer clear of witchcraft. Witchcraft will bring in the worst demons, the demons of deception, you know, fear, dread, insanity, all sickness and disease, all the worst ones. You name it, the worst ones. And they're nasty. They're really nasty. You want to steer clear any sort of witchcraft, any form of it. In Deuteronomy 18, it says, when thou art come into the land which the Lord God giveth thee, when you're born again, you know, you've come out of the darkness into the light, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God does drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. Right, if you don't want God to drive you out, and, you know, let the demons in that'll drive you completely mad, then you don't get into witchcraft. Pass through the fire means human sacrifice. Even abortion is a sacrifice to the god of self, you know. And divination means tarot cards, numerology, horoscopes, dowsing, pendulums, just telling the future, an observer of times, astrology, anything, you know, just to try to see into the future. You got enchanter or witch or charmer or consulter with familiar spirits, you know, channelers and psychics, steer clear of them. They'll fill your head with crap and they'll lead you into deception, especially after you've been saved. You don't have nothing to do with it. You need the voice of the Lord, voice of the Holy Spirit. Follow him. Don't go looking in any other sources for any knowledge. God will give you exactly what you want. You know, you don't need any more. If he won't give it to you, you don't need it. And or a wizard or a necromancer. Necromancers speak to the dead. You see them on TV. They're just, you know, leading people down the path. They're all leading them to hell. They're just dangling a carrot and sticking the hooks in and leading them to hell, leading them to follow other gods, which is no good. And the demons will come in flat out. And yoga, esoteric beliefs, any of them, astral travel, transcendental meditation. You don't want to go stealing your mind for anyone. That's another gateway to demons. Then there's other things. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 25 and 26. The graven images of their God shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it under thee, lest thou be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, let thou be a cursed thing like it, but thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. You know, all idols, all wooden stone idols, statues of Mary or the saints, you know, those little St. Christopher things, even crosses that you put faith in, anything you're putting faith in for protection, it becomes an abomination. It's an idol, and it'll bring in demons. Demons will manifest themselves around it and play with your mind and lead you off track. All dolls, books, you know, a lot of books are demonic. You want to go through your books, chuck out anything that's in doubt, ask God to show you. Same with music, video games. Get rid of them. Demons can inhabit these things, and if you've got them in your house, they got legal right to oppress, to hinder, just to corrupt your mind and just play nasty games and bring you down. So clean your house out, clean everything out that's around you. Don't go near the witchcraft. And that's another door you can shut. Just repent. Repent for being involved in anything like witchcraft. Just say, I repent, God, for being involved, looking at horoscopes. I'm sorry that I was looking, even jokingly, you know. I repent for still playing around with witchcraft. Forgive me, God, and I do it again in Jesus' name. Just, it's that easy. Just repent, and you know. 1 John 1:9 says, God's faithful and just. When we repent for our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we just got to repent. Repent because it's nasty. And here's a story out of Joshua. They just tore down Jericho, marched around us, smashed to the bits. That easy, you know. Kicked them real bad. And anyway, they sent a few men, they were cocky, they sent a few men after Ai, and they got a flogging, and they come back and they couldn't work out why, and then they found out that some bloke had took a demonized object that hid it under his tent. One man in the whole of Israel caused, I think it was 30 men to die because, and their army be defeated when they come against another city. Says Israel has sinned and they have also transgressed my covenant. which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they are accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. They couldn't stand before their enemies, and they went and ran. You got to have strength to fight the enemy, to withstand the enemy. You've got to have strength, and these cursed things weaken your power. You know, God still loves you. It's just the legal right the enemy's got to harass you, to be in your life, to bring weakness. And then in chapter, verse 20, and Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done, when I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. Then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. The Babylonian garment would have had demons on it, and he's took the money too. Look at all the others. Look at all the Christians holding their hands out saying, give me, give me, give me money, money, money. Money can come cursed too. You can't just take it and want it. Look how they start treating it as idolatry, you know. It becomes an idol. And they start worshipping mammon, you know. Just be careful, because witches can curse money as quick as they can curse anything else. So you just got to be careful. Shut the doors.